BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, it is. Pod 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's Nola Larry in the Morning Madhouse clocking in for y'all on a Monday. It's Monday already. Yep, it is. And guess what? Boy, that temperature done dropped out there. Like they say on Instagram, the temperature went from 95 to 25, like it saw a state trooper. Cold out there that morning, boy. Cold out there. Get yourself together. It is right, just right above freezing this morning. 37 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to top out right near 63. Good news is, clear skies most of the day with nothing but sunshine, but that high is going to stop right around 63. And yeah, going to be chilly side most of your morning. In the Madhouse room this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, dude?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you?
I'm wonderful.
How was your weekend?
Busy, busy, busy. Y'all, it's cold outside. It's freezing outside. I wasn't ready for this. I had to turn my heat on this weekend, pull out coats and all that kind of stuff. But I had a good weekend. It was a good weekend. That's running all around.
Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian. Bye-bye.
I say good morning.
Everybody in Gaffney.
Good morning,
Point
Gaffney.
Mill.
Good morning.
Lancaster.
Good morning, Lancaster.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
I seen you out there.
Out where?
At the homecoming.
Oh, what?
I seen you out there at the homecoming.
Yeah.
Went to Salem State.
Yeah.
How was it,
big dog? It was lit, man.
It was
crazy. When we pulled up at, I think we pulled up to the auditorium at like 6:30, and the line was wrapped around. It was going down the hill.
Were all of you all on the ticket?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It was.
That's crazy. That was a crazy good show.
That line, the show was wild. The lineup was wild. The audience was great from beginning to end. You know, sometimes you have comedians that can make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
All comedians that can make you laugh, the crowd can get laughed out. And they'll be tired by the time the last comedian come on. But from beginning to end, they were, ugh.
Well, it was a college. You know, they don't get tired.
Right.
They got energy for days.
But it was a great show. It was fun. So shout out to it was me, Chico Bean, Big Baby, and DC on Fly. And it was a shout out to my man Julio, who put the show together, man. And, shout out to Winston-Salem State. I ain't even gonna hate this time. Shout out to Winston-Salem, man. It was a dope show, dope homecoming. Appreciate y'all.
Your girl Nikki is a graduate of Winston-Salem State.
So she is.
Shout out to her.
She is. Shout out to Nikki.
And they homecoming. And Sporty Otter was a graduate of Winston-Salem State too.
He sure is.
So shout out to
him. Was at the show.
Yeah.
He came up there to the show.
He hit me up. He's doing we're doing something real big tonight. So shout out to Big Dog. So this weekend I hung out, man. I'm kicked off my birthday tour. You know, my birthday is actually next week. So kicked off my birthday tour. Went up to Chapel Hill to check out the Carolina Tar Heels. They should have won that game. I don't know.
Oh, they lost?
Yeah, they lost 31-37 to Virginia.
Oh, wow.
De'Ami Brown from Charlotte had 201 yards receiving.
Shut up.
202 yards receiving, seven targets, three touchdowns, Burpee. He should have had four targets.
Shut up.
And over 300 yards receiving. I don't know who was calling the plays in the last part of the fourth quarter, but they were terrible.
Are you serious?
Shout out to Sam Howell from Monroe, Sun Valley. He's a starting quarterback up there, man. Charlotte is heavy. They got a lot of sauce up there. They got a lot of Charlotte sauce up there in Carolina. Miles Dorn, he went to Vance. He plays starting safety. De'Ami was 42 yards away from setting the record for most yards in a game by a wide receiver for Carolina.
Wow.
And had Sam threw him the ball the last two drives, he would have broke the record.
Mm. That boy was out there balling.
Yeah, he was out there balling. He put on. And it was a 7:30 national televised game too, so it's looking good for him, man. Keep up the good work. I watched him play over there at West Mac. He played basketball and football over there at West Mac. He played basketball with my son over there at West Mac. So he like one of the children in the household. So shout out to Deami, the Brown family. His brother also goes to Carolina, Trafford Brown. So shout out to him.
That's what's
so
up.
It was a lot of Charlotte up there at Carolina, even though they lost. I wish I could have went down there and grabbed the headset and called plays the last. the last two drives, we'd have won the game, break by guarantee. They couldn't check them, though. Okay. They couldn't check them, man. It was, you know about football. I talked to you about that off the air, but they couldn't check them. And I watched my Patriots lose last night. Not my Patriots. Not my Patriots. Not my Tom Brady lost last night. I'm glad I didn't bet. Wouldn't nobody take the bet last night, so I'm glad.
You ain't asked me.
You hit me when they was up 17 to nothing.
I ain't talking about then. I'm talking about beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ain't caught me. I also went to see the movie Harriet. Man, that movie is good. Man, it's so dope. Everybody in the movie deserve an Oscar.
Really?
Every actor, actress in the movie deserve an Oscar. The movie was dope. I took my daughter around to see it, and she had a lot of questions. At first, you know, I don't want to go see that. I go, you gonna watch this movie. Your mama paid for it. You gonna watch this movie.
They gonna watch now another one.
You gonna watch this one. And she watched it, and she actually enjoyed it and had a lot of questions about, you know, just about everything that Harriet Tubman did and everything that she stood for. It was really pretty dope. And I know, Jessica, you always say when you go see movies like that or like documentary movies, you like to learn something new. I actually learned a lot of new things about Harriet Tubman, so.
Yeah, I go back and I read, I compare what was said in the movie to actual reality.
Yeah.
Things like that, yeah.
It's pretty dope. So I encourage all y'all to take your kids to go see it, and I encourage you to go see it too. It's a great movie. All right, there it is, man. Let's get the show started this morning with your inspirational power word of the morning. Uh-oh, we got some tickets for y'all this morning. We're going to tell you what that is right after. The inspirational power word is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. It's so easy.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. DJ Busta Rhymes Rich, we ballin'. 6:05, 5 minutes out of 6 o'clock, and coming up, yep, your chance to get them tickets for you to check out the baby. That's right, your first chance to win tickets for the baby is coming up at 7:24 inside your nosy neighbor news. We also got tickets for you to check out the Renaissance Fest, as well as the WWE 2K20 game. We're giving it all up this morning inside the Madhouse. So make sure y'all lock it in. But right about now, you know what time it is.
Let's talk about who.
Let's talk about it, baby. Your Madhouse question of the day.
Using the hashtag MHQOTD, which is being brought to you by Bojangles. Go to Power98FM.com for your chance to win a $100 gift card courtesy of Bojangles, celebrating the Panthers' 25th season with special edition Bow boxes.
All right, Madhouse Nation. We're not going to spoil it for anybody out there because, you know, a lot of people are like, don't spoil power. But for those of you all that have seen it, we have a simple question for you. Who you think did it?
Who you think did it?
That's it.
It comes on midnight.
Spoiler alerts. Who you think did it for the ones of you that did watch it? Larry, who you think did it?
I'm going to roll with this. Going to be a shocker. And I think of all the people that they show coming into the warehouse or coming into the club, I think it's going to be Tasha's boyfriend. What a dude that want to be Tasha's boyfriend. I don't know his name. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be an ultimate twist, but I think it's going to be him. Mm-hmm. You know his name? I don't know his name.
No, I can't remember his name.
But him, Tasha's new wannabe boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Oh, that's a good choice. But no. I think it's Angela's sister. Okay. Angela's sister. She. I ain't know she was working with.
She's been working with them though.
No, it was never shown that she was working with that side with the people with 12.
Mm-hmm.
When
I explain it to you out there, I don't want to get into it on that. I'll tell you.
I don't think it happened. I don't think it happened throughout the entire episode. There were a bunch of dream sequences,
right?
Yeah.
So I believe that this was a dream sequence.
That could be quite possible.
So I don't think that it happened.
I was talking to my homeboy, and I
was
saying...
But they posted on social media, though, like they were done.
That's what they said. But what I think also...
I still don't think it.
Is that it could be getting rid of that side. It's a metaphor for getting rid of that side and now being the clean version.
Right, right. I got you. I see what you're going with.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I can't wait to January the 5th. They get on my nerves with this.
That's my birthday.
I ain't going to I'm about to go cancel my stars until January.
Hello?
That's what I'm about to do.
I ain't paying no extra money for to wait.
Come on now. Y'all ain't about to get these 2 months out of
six
me.
60 days. 61 days until we find out.
In the meantime, I will go add... HBO.
Watchmen is a great show.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on HBO. That's on.
I don't know why you just don't get the little Fire Stick and get every channel you want.
I do have it.
I forget about the Fire Stick.
Yeah,
honestly.
Me too. I don't know why y'all paying all
this money. I got one. I got one, and yeah. I don't know where it is.
Me too. Mm. So. And I have a lot of apps on my phone. So
right. I got apps on my TV, too, where I can watch everything when it comes. That's how I watch Stars. I don't have the Stars channel, but I got the Stars app.
Me, too.
So I just watch it that way.
I got
exactly,
you.
And that's why I need to pull it up right now. Well, you can join in on the conversation on our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Nola Milleri, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We're talking about power. Who did it?
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Line at power98fm.com.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 6:16, 16 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I'm about to drop my big homie T.I. Boy, T.I. said something special. He said to the ladies, he was talking to his wife, Tiny, and her assistant and his assistant. He said, if a woman accepts gas from a man, that is cheating. Go join my Facebook page. And yes. Y'all. Yeah, he said, so.
Like at the gas station?
Yeah, if your woman is at the gas station and a man offers to pay for her gas and she accepts the gas, that is cheating. It is up on my Facebook page. Join the conversation. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Is the king right? In the meantime, yep. He says, whatever you like, you can have it. It's Power 98.
You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking. They tell them girls.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
6:20 here in the Queen City. It is time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Master P and Walmart are teaming up. The businessman's famous wrap snacks, potato chips, will now be sold at over 4,000 Walmart locations. They are also collaborating with Slutty Vegan. That's the vegan burger restaurant that's out there in Atlanta. They're going to become the first ever vegan potato chip, and it's going to come in two different flavors. So now you'll be able to get wrap snacks over there at Walmart. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Here's music from Beyonce. It's the remix Before I Let Go here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Nolan Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to play Game Show Monday.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and it's time to play Game Show Monday. Good morning. Who is this?
Ashley.
What up, Ashley?
Hi, Ashley.
What's up? Hey, y'all.
All right, Ashley, we have a game show wheel. You spin the wheel, find out what game you're playing, and if you win that game, you're going to win this copy of WWE 2K20, all right?
Gotcha.
All right. I need you to do one thing for me. Say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Selected.
Finish the lyrics.
Okay. You selected finish the lyrics. So we're going to drop a popular song and you have to finish the lyrics when the song stop. All right.
Okay.
If you can do that, you got the game. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
What you see in her, you ain't seen in me, but I guess it was all just make believe. Oh,
love. Never knew what I was missing. But I know our sweet stuff kissing. I found.
You better sing!
You better sing!
She got it.
She got it. Okay.
Play it for her.
Play it for her.
No, let her sing the rest.
Ooh, love.
got it.
You yeah. got it. You got that.
That's what it is. Win.
You got that right because you was singing your ass off.
Y'all got me sounding a hot mess early in the morning.
No, you were saying, girl, we're going to give you this WWE 2K20 game, but you got to tell everybody what station hooked you up with it.
Power 98.
Coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine. You know that's coming up right around the corner in the 7 o'clock hour, about 7:07 this morning. Jacquees, you, Charlotte's plug is Power 98. It's too damn. Nola Belair in the morning, Madhouse. Jacquees right there with that you and on tap for next hour. Of course, you already know we got, we're going to let y'all shine. Find out who we going to let shine this morning, as well as you can tap in on that. You can let somebody shine. That'll be coming up about 7:07 this morning. Also coming up at 7:24, we got Nosy Neighbor News. It's your chance for you to win tickets to check out the baby live at our Winter Block Party. And then at 7:40, the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Why, Shark? Because I said so!
Apparently.
Hashtag Larry Mad is coming up. Find out what Larry is mad about right around 7:40. And then at 7:50, Incognito is live in the kitchen.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
How today in the Queen City is going to be right near 63, boys. Cold outside the morning, mama. 37 with a little bit of sunshine peeking through. Wife and Lucha Trey Songz. We're going to do it all night. It's Power 98, Charlotte's plug. You know we've been on it. It's a great meet for once. Just one time. Let's be on chill. Let me give you some chills tonight. It's Nola Belair in the Morning Madhouse. It's Wale, Jeremiah, 7:06, 6 minutes out to 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 63. Already on your way out the door, man, it's about 37 with some sunshine. And y'all know what time it is. This is time we spread positivity in a negative world. We let you shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Whoa.
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let Power 98 shine this morning. My daughter had senior night over at North Mech, and they asked her what was her best experience during her cheerleading career, and she said, being on the Power 98 morning show, North Mech Viking cheerleaders.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes. I would like to let all five of my kids shine today, Charles, Storm, Trinity, Kahari, Kamarion, and they would like to let their daddy shine.
Yay, my daddy!
That was so lazy. Shout out to my daddy, yay.
That was good.
That was cute. No, come on, hit the button, Larry.
Okay. I'm just going to get that old raggedy shine. You know what I mean?
That was a good shine, kids.
Shout out to my daddy, yay. My mama made me sad so we can keep them out.
Power 98, good morning. Who's trying to let shine?
Good morning. Just trying to let my daughter Melody Star shine for getting all A's on her report card.
Oh, gotta let that shine. Gotta let that shine. Let that baby get all the way. Thanks, boy.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes, I want to let my son, Jaya Davis, we call him AJ, the day is his birthday. He turned 14 today.
Happy birthday, my Scorpio
partner. Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday. Shout out to my homeboy, Sid Mac, a.k.a. Macadon. Let him shine today. It's his birthday. Also, want to let the G-Top 12 and under football team out of Charlotte shine. They're going to be playing on national television tonight down in Rock Hill at District 3 Stadium at 7 o'clock. So shout out to them. Let them shine. And Myers Park, still undefeated. And Mallet Creek shine over the weekend. And this sixth grader that I checked out, man, the number one sixth grade running back in the nation out of Spartanburg. He plays for the Rock Hill Stallions. He was killing them out there, Burpee. Name Kiki. I forgot his last name, but his name is Kiki.
Sixth grade.
The number one sixth grade running back in the nation.
When I try to get them real early.
Burpee, when I tell you, Listen, you couldn't check him.
I believe it.
You remember that move that boy put on Luke Kuechly?
Yeah.
He worked in him. He liked that. But let all of them shine this morning.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Jessica got your nosy neighbor news and your chance to win tickets for you to check out DaBaby live at our Winter Block Party December the 5th. Spot 98.
I'm Channel 9 Scott Wicker.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folk got hit his no cap.
718 here in the Queen City. It's time for your nosy neighbor news. It's coming up next. We're going to talk about Megan Thee Stallion. If you're a fan, I've got some good news for you. People are upset with Kanye West. I'm going to let you know why. And Lil Rel has been bamboozled. Who bamboozled Lil Rel, and what did they do to him?
Fox Network. They told him that the show was going to go on all season, but they canceled it early.
Okay.
You petty.
That ain't what happened.
His manager took his glasses.
All right. That was just dumb, Burpee. Find out what happened to Lil Rel in this whole story coming up in your nosy neighbor news next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that. Make sure you're listening because we got your chance to win tickets to our Power 98 Winter Block Party going down December 5th featuring DaBaby. That's coming your way right after the nosy neighbor news. Here's Leighton Green. Leave him alone here on Charlotte's Club, Power 98. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, November 4th, being brought to you by EPMD. Power 98 presents the EPMD 30-year anniversary. It's going down Saturday, November 30th at the Fillmore with Beanie Siegel and Freeway. Tickets are on sale right now at power98fm.com and all Ticketmaster locations. Fans are upset with Kanye West again. The rapper's Sunday service was in Louisiana over the weekend. The service was free, but someone thought it would be a good idea to offer something called Brunchella for $55, all right? And according to some attendees, it included two pieces of fake bacon, pale sausage, and pancakes dry as a Popeye's biscuit, all right? To add insult to injury, the VIP section was on a hill, not near the stage, and Kanye arrived late. Doors opened up at 5 p.m. The show was supposed to start at 6, but as of 7:30, he wasn't at the venue yet. If you all want to see a picture of this plate, it is hilarious. I have it up on my Instagram story. You all got to check it out. Looks like Summer Walker's album title Over It has multiple meetings. The singer hopped on social media to announce that she is done with interviews, photo shoots, videos, and shows. She says that she is going to finish her current Over It tour, but that's it. What brought on this decision? Well, Summer says that she has been harshly criticized by fans who can't accept her differences. You can check out her full statement on my Instagram story as well. Good news for Megan Thee Stallion fans. The captain of the boat will be dropping her debut album in 2020. Megan describes her mixtapes as flirting with the fans, and she felt like an album was more like a marriage, and she wasn't ready for that type of commitment. Her debut album will be titled Sugar, which is another alter ego, and will be the best friend of Tina Snow. That's the name of her other mixtapes. No word on an exact release date just yet. Famous Dex had quite a scare on Friday. The rapper was performing at One Oak in West Hollywood when he suffered a seizure mid-performance. A video shows people holding him by his legs and shoulders while he shakes. Medics did arrive on the scene, but he was not taken to the hospital. I also have that video up on my Instagram story for you at Hey Miss Jessica. Lil Rel says he was bamboozled by his baby mama. The woman's name is Lachez Davis. She told Lil Rel that he was the father of their son. She also said she put his name on the birth certificate and that she had divorced her husband. But here's the gotcha. The woman also told her husband the exact same thing, cashing in on both men. He says everything went left when Rail posted a picture of the boy on his Instagram page calling him his son. Someone contacted him and told him that the real father is Davis's husband. Rail took his paternity test in October, and it was revealed that he is indeed the father. Now Rail is seeking full custody of the two-year-old little boy. Happy birthday to Diddy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Another Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 37 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 63 with sunshine. And, of course, it's time to hit these hashtags. Hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day. What's the question of the day today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, no power spoilers here, but if you did see the episode, we want to know who you think did it. Who did it? Head on over to our Instagram pages and let us know who did it.
All right, mine, I said.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I think it's the dude from the daycare that's been trying to court Tasha.
And I also said I thought it was his sister, and I think it was a metaphor. I gave it like a 1A, 1B answer.
All right. I said that I think it was a dream. Like, we've been seeing dream sequences all throughout the episode. I think it's a dream. So head on over to our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, at I Am No Limit Larry, and or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, let's find out why Larry is mad today.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind.
All right, hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I Am No Limit Larry is being brought to you by Friday Night Lights. This Friday, it's the Butler Bulldogs taking on my old high school, East Mac, at 7 o'clock. Being brought to you by Digital Apparel Printing. Digital Apparel is Charlotte's number one T-shirt printer. And, of course, they provide fast, quality print at one of... on a 1 to 3 day turnaround. Who writes this stuff? Wear your brand, Digital Apparel Printing. Make sure you check them out in Friday Night Lights. Make sure you check us out each and every Friday. We invade a high school. All right, today, Larry is mad at, I've never heard of this place, but it's, they say it's up in New York near Long Island. It is Plain Edge, New York City. I am mad at the committee, the football, the high school football committee in Plain Edge, New York City. Why I'm mad? Because they suspended a coach. Not for jacking up a football player. Not for doing something with a student or anything like that. They suspended the coach one game. The coach has been suspended one game because he beat another team too bad. He won.
Wait, what?
It was two undefeated teams playing against each other. And the coach's team, they beat the other team 61-13. Well, Plain Edge, in the county of Plain Edge, they have a rule. If you're beating a you cannot beat a team by more than 42 points. If you beat a team by more than 42 points, you have to face the committee and explain to them why you beat the team so bad. The coach didn't have an answer. So since he didn't have an answer, they suspended the coach. I really think this is a dumb football rule. A lot of other counties, they have things to stop, you know, from lopsided victories, like a running clock, stuff like that. And they said they put this rule into place for sportsmanship. Well, let me tell you something. If you're training these kids for real life and you're training these football players for real life, when they get, if they make it to the college level or they make it to the professional level, it ain't no stoppage. If you get beat 88-0, 82-3, they ain't stopping no NFL game because you're getting beat too bad. They ain't stopping no college game because you're getting beat too bad. You have to start training these children, these chaps, for real life. That's why I'm mad at Plain Edge, because y'all are not training these kids for real life. And the coach said both teams was undefeated. So, I mean, they was undefeated. It's not like they're a bad team. We just went out there and won the game. Well, they did say the coach did not pull his starters out the game. Mm. Hey, man, we need to work on some more stuff. We need to. If you want your team not to get beat that bad, well, teach your team better football techniques, better fundamentals. Life lessons are taught every day, and some of the best life lessons come out of lopsided football victories. I know, because I've been on both sides of the track. But if you're training these kids for real life and you're training them to go to the next level, I completely disagree with this rule. Because if they make it to the, like I said, if they make it to college or they make it to the NFL, they ain't stopping no game. Come on, man. Mad at these people in New York City. Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad at. Hashtag Larry Mad.
With Dunkin' Go-To's, you can get a great deal on two of...
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B incognito live in the kitchen. Coming up, we got Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. But right about now, it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
All right, Larry. We back from the weekend. And this was on my mind. I don't know why, but this was on my mind. Because a lot of these women out here are looking so beautiful. Today, they're looking very young. You don't know who is who. You don't know what age they are. And they say you're not supposed to ask a woman her age. But I think it's qualifications. These cougars are getting out of control, Larry. And it's requirements to being a cougar. I don't know all of the requirements, but I know one of them is you definitely got to say miss in front of her name. I don't know. You got to be respectful. Whenever you come over the house, you be like, hello, Miss Alice. How you doing today? Hello, Miss Regina. It's nice to see you again. You gotta be respectful. Another requirement for being a cougar is your teeth definitely got to be able to come out. I don't know. Any woman whose teeth don't come out yet, she ain't a cougar yet. She is not a cougar. And those are your natural 32s. I don't want nothing to do with you. You ain't a cougar if you ain't lived through integration. You got to live through You got to live through the civil rights era in order to be a cougar. That's definitely one of the requirements out here in these streets. You don't like lingerie if you're a cougar. Because if I come to the house and I'm dating a cougar, she got to have on that slip. You ain't a real cougar if you don't wear no slip. She ain't no real cougar if she ain't never said to you, you don't know nothing about that. That ain't no real cougar right there. You got to be a real life cougar. The man you date can't be older than 40 if you're a cougar, because then at this point, y'all just getting old together. That ain't no real cougar. You got to have something on slow cook in the crock pot in order to be a cougar. That's a national requirement across the globe. Something got to be in the crock pot on the stove when you come over to Miss Alice's house. Those are some of the requirements. I don't know all of them, but I know some of them.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about
it. Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
8:22 here in the Queen City. It's time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Boxing legend Evander Holyfield, his son Evan, crushed his opponent in a middleweight pro boxing debut over the weekend. And I only say crushed because it happened very quickly, all right? The 21-year-old delivered a KO in the first 16 seconds of the first round. Mm. But you all got to see the video. I have it up on my Instagram story. You all have to go see this video at Hey Miss Jessica. They called the fight too early, in my opinion. They absolutely called the fight too early, in this opinion. And they even went to a former referee who was on the sideline who said the same thing. They called it too early. This was a first-year referee, and his newness was showing in the calling of this. I just don't think this one was fair. But you all can check it out at Hey Miss Jessica. And I also have a question up. Do you think they called it too early? Did you see it, Bert?
Yeah, he called it too early.
Definitely.
He didn't even count.
Yeah.
He didn't even count.
Yeah, he just, yeah, it's over. Yeah.
He definitely called it way too early.
But shout out to Holyfield, man. He's got another professional son. You know, his other son, Elijah, plays for the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
So shout out to him.
I wouldn't want to win like this for my first one. I win it. That's not my
question. A win is a win.
Yeah, in boxing, though, a win is a win.
A win is a win, but, like, this one doesn't show off your talent. You sort of just
tipped him over, and then they called the fight. You know, I don't want that for my first one. Let me really get in there and put some work and show that I deserve this win. And I don't think that he deserves this win based off of that. They called it way too early. But like I said, go check it out. At Hey, Miss Jessica's on my story. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today we have the case of the sensitive siblings. All right. Yeah. I actually saw this one online. A mother wrote in about it, and I was like, oh no, we definitely got to take this one to the courtroom and find out what Madhouse Nation thinks about it. A brother and a sister are fighting because the sister does not want to attend the brother's wedding, but she has a reason. She is a recovering alcoholic who will be leaving rehab a few days before his wedding, and then she'll be going into a sober living facility for 12 weeks. She and her mother do not believe that she's ready to attend a wedding with an open bar. The brother, on the other hand, says, yo, this is my special day. And if you do not attend, you will be dead to me. Mm. So who's wrong in this situation? Is the brother wrong for sort of forcing her to attend the wedding? Or is the sister wrong? Like, who do you think is wrong in this situation? Is the sister wrong for saying, look, no, I can't attend it? Or whatever. Who is wrong in this situation? 570-WPEG. We want to hear from you. It's the case of the sensitive siblings in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Do we go now?
Yeah, you can go. No. I don't want you to go now.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna go.
No, because I don't want you.
Come on,
I don't want you to sway the vote. I don't want you to sway the vote.
All right, Judge.
Nope, I want to hear what the people have to say first.
I'm sick of this court.
And then I will give you an opportunity.
I'm finna be held in contempt.
Me too. Well, contempt.
What's it called?
Oh. Contempt.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm.
You finna hold my contract up.
I want to hear what Madhouse Nation has to say first. I don't want you all to sway the vote or sway people's decisions or anything like that. Let's hear what they have to say first.
Right.
And then I'll give
suckers
you an
suckers call them old school. We call them classics.
Oh, for sure.
Classic Hip Hop Sunday.
It's like this and like that and like this and
with Bill Blass. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. every Sunday.
Damn. That's just classic.
On Power 98.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me put some open door in it. Straight like that. Listen, I know you ride all around the city. You see open house signs. You see for sale signs in people's front yards. But you know what?
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
That's right. It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. And today we have the case of the sensitive siblings. The story goes like this. A brother and a sister are fighting because the sister doesn't want to attend his wedding, but she does have a reason. She is a recovering alcoholic who will be leaving rehab a few days before his wedding. Then she will be going to a sober living facility for 12 weeks. She and her mom do not believe that she's ready to attend a wedding with an open bar. Her brother says that this is his special day, and if she does not attend, she will be dead to him. We want to know, who is wrong in this situation? Is it the brother or the sister? Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong in this case? Is it the brother or the sister?
I believe the brother's wrong in the case because he should understand and know that his sister is in a vulnerable place right now. She's just fixing to get out of rehab and then go into a sober living facility, and you would think he would want what's best for her, and she's just going to be tempted to drink with an open bar. I believe the brother's wrong.
Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong? Is it the brother or the sister?
I think it's the sister wrong. At the same time, yeah, she's just getting out of rehab and all, but they ain't going to be drinking at the wedding. Go to the wedding and dip off when the reception.
Mm.
That's what I think need to go down.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Who is wrong? Is it the brother or the sister?
I was thinking the brother was wrong. If it's that important for him to have his sister there, he should not have an open bar there. Mm-hmm. Take your open bar down.
Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong? Is it the brother or the sister?
The sister.
And why is that?
Because I think that she can attend the wedding
but she can leave, like, for the reception or before the drinks get started.
Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong, the brother or the sister?
I would say that the brother is wrong. Well, the sister is wrong. She should attend the ceremony, the wedding ceremony, because basically I think that that may be part of her recovery, to at least see if she's halfway ready for society, even if she takes a sponsor with her, you know, to give her that type of support, because she's going to have to get used to it anyway. So that might help her a little bit with her recovery.
Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong, the brother or the sister?
I'm going to say the brother.
And why is that?
Because to say, if you already know that your sister has an alcohol problem, to say that she's going to be dead to you, she doesn't come, I just think that's a bit harsh. And I think that shows his selfishness to think about himself in that moment. But I also don't understand why the sister just can't come to the wedding and not the reception. Because I don't know of a wedding that has drinking in the actual wedding itself unless they take a communion. So.
All right. Thank you. Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong, the brother or the sister?
I think the brother is wrong.
And why is that?
That's because his sister is trying, if she has a problem with drinking, and which that's a serious situation, it's a disease with alcoholism, then he should support her and let her go to rehab while she want to get help. As, you know, instead of having her come to an open bar where she could be influenced with other people drinking and partying, that's a big influence. That's peer pressure. And all the above. He can send her pictures. I mean, you know, but if she's trying to get help with her drinking, he should definitely understand that. You know, everybody don't want to go to rehab.
All right. Thank you. All right. Here we go. No Limit Larry, what do you have on it?
I'm definitely going to say I think the brother is wrong, because you cannot tell a person where they are in their recovery. You know, she obviously has an alcoholism problem. She's going to rehab, and you said she's going to a recovery house or something, right?
She's going to a recovery living facility for 12 weeks.
Right. So you cannot tell a person where they are in their recovery. However, I think the callers brought up a valid point, that she could attend the wedding if she so chose so, and then leave for the reception part. But some people, like, to even be in that environment would take them back to a place of them wanting to drink or them wanting to use again. So we don't know how strong she is. There was another caller that said that that might help her in her recovery. Everybody doesn't recover the same. That's just like saying me and you get shot, you recover faster than I do, that I'm recovered the same way you are. It's not the same way. I just think the brother is wrong, and I think he should open his mind and not say you're dead to me if you don't attend my wedding.
Mm-hmm. What you got on it, Bert?
Can it be a tie?
No. You have to pick one.
Split down the middle. What's that called?
We gave you a whole break to determine your answer.
I think they're both equally wrong.
Okay.
I think the guy's wrong for saying that his sister will be dead to him if she doesn't come, because he's not showing that he understands or any compassion. I think she's wrong for saying she won't attend the wedding at all, just because then I don't think they're going to have a liquor in the church during the ceremony.
You don't know if the wedding is in the church.
Well, during the ceremony part, wherever the wedding is, during the ceremony part, you can come to that. You're not going to drink until the reception. That's when everybody's going to go to dance, party, have a good time. So I think she's wrong for saying that. I understand she doesn't want to be around it. Go to the wedding part, the marriage part, and then leave when it comes to the reception. So I think they're equally wrong, but if I have to pick one, then I say the brother is more wrong because he said his sister would be dead to him.
Well, I mark you down for the sister, so.
Wait, what?
Sounded like you were going for the sister. that's my courtroom. Let's go back to the phone lines and find out what Madhouse Nation thinks about it. If you want to chime in, hit us up, 570-WPEG.
No Limit Larry!
Are you eligible for Medicaid managed care? It's time to think about your health care in a whole new way. WellCare North Carolina is here to help your entire well-being, physical, mental, and emotional health. Call to learn more about WellCare today at 1-866-799-5318 or visit your WellCareNC.com.
From the True Liant Federal Credit Union Traffic Center, Charlotte traffic.
Interstate still full. Nothing out of the ordinary for the big roads right now. Stonewall at Brevard. Big injury accident here. Police, fire, and medic out. Idlewild at Harris. Same here. An injury crash. Steel Creek at Callowood Way. Disabled vehicle. Tuckasegee and Ashley. Harris Boulevard at Milton. Old Dowd at Marshall Acres Drive. All accidents in the clearing stages. Traffic brought to you by Subway. Craving a quick bite? Try the new Subway Sliders. Snack-sized sandwiches on a mini roll. Available in ham and jack, little turkey, little cheese steak, and Italian spice. Customization available for flavor of cheese and sauce only at participating restaurants, plus applicable tax. Pricing may be higher on delivery.
Hey, man, I need to get a better job.
Well, have you heard of Charlotte Works?
What's that, the water department?
No, they're the Workforce Development Board from Mecklenburg County. Their job is to help us get a job.
Oh, really?
But how much does it cost?
Nothing.
That's the best part. Through their NC Works Career Center, they'll connect you with an advisor who'll help map your career path. Also, they'll help with skills training so you can get that higher-paying job.
You said two things I like.
Free
and training. How do I contact them?
Go to charlotteworks.com/mycareer.
Got it.
Charlotte Works. Engaged, empowered. Employed.
Whatever gets you revved up, Citgo is here to help with top-tier tri-clean gasoline. Continuous use helps maximize mileage so you can get more life out of every tank. So go rev up with tri-clean at your locally owned Citgo station today. Citgo, fueling good.
What's up, it's Fly Time, the arena host for your Charlotte Hornets, and I'm calling on all my Hornet fans. Come cheer on your Hornets as the Boston Celtics make their first trip to Charlotte for the 2019-2020 season. All eyes will be on two guards.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Terry Rozier and Kimball Walker as they battle their former teams Thursday, November the 7th at 8 p.m. Tickets are selling fast and you don't want to miss this game. So be sure to get yours if you're looking to guarantee the best games and save money. Check out Hornets ticket plans with 6, 12, and 23 game options. For all the details, visit Hornets.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, you should know they're now using private collection agencies to track you down and take your money. Here's some advice. Don't wait. You need to solve your tax problems right now. Today you have options. Tomorrow you might not. Optima Tax Relief works to stop the demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collection agencies from...
Call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
I just keep giving me material.
Sorry, man.
Oh, it's Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Ooh. Today is the case of the sensitive siblings. Right? This story goes, a brother and a sister are fighting because the sister doesn't want to attend the brother's wedding, but she does have a reason. She's a recovering alcoholic who will be leaving rehab just a few days before his wedding. Then she's going to go into a sober living facility for 12 weeks. She says that she's not ready to attend a wedding with an open bar, and her mother agrees. Now, the brother says it's his special day, and if she does not attend, she will be dead to him. So we want to know who's wrong in this situation. Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong? Is it the brother or the sister?
I feel like it's both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what you did, Bert. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Why do you say that?
Well, I feel like it's both of them only because, one, she does have a problem. She does have a situation that she's trying to fix, and she's being a woman about it, and she's letting him know. But as a brother, like, you can accommodate a wedding. Like, you don't have to have alcohol at a wedding. Y'all could drink somewhere else after the wedding. Y'all could go to a bar after everything. If you really want her there, you will accommodate something to make her go.
So it sounds like you're leaning more towards the brother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's wrong because he's trying to force her to go knowing she has a problem. But she's wrong because she won't go, even though it is his wedding. But he's not trying to help her out either.
So I'm going to go ahead and mark you down for the brother. Thank you. Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong in this situation, the brother or the sister?
I think the brother is wrong. Got to be the brother because he should understand that if she says she's not ready, then she's just not ready.
Thank you very much. Mm. Power 98, good morning. Who you got? Is it the brother or the sister that's wrong?
The brother is wrong because ultimately if she doesn't feel strong enough to be there, he shouldn't be so persuasive and want her there. The wedding is just a few hours. She can be a part of their marriage the rest of their lifetime. Let her get more stable.
Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning. Who's wrong? Is it the brother or the sister?
I'm sorry, but I have to say both of them wrong. It has to be a split decision because the sister is wrong for saying that she didn't want to go to the wedding, which she can go to the wedding and not go to the reception. And the brother is wrong for not, you know, supporting her decision and saying she did to him.
All right. Thank you. Power 98, who's wrong? Is it the brother or the sister?
I think actually that the sister is more in the wrong for, you know, letting alcoholism determine whether or not she was going to go support her brother getting married. But I also think that the brother saying that she'll be dead to him was also in the wrong. But in my opinion, I think she should have went to the wedding and removed herself from the reception. And in the end, it's all about choices, I believe. So, you know, she could have made a better choice in how she reacted to what he said.
Thank you very much. All right. So here's my thing, right? I feel like the brother probably has been dealing with this situation with his sister for a very, very long time. If she's, you know, going to this. So he probably wants to be a little selfish. Like, you know, family is always focusing on my sister and everything like that. But this is my day. And I want to be a little selfish. However, the other side of this is, you know, for the people that are saying she can just leave after the wedding ceremony, that's probably going to be a little difficult for her. She's there. She's been going through something. She's around all of her family and friends. It's going to be a little difficult for her just up and leave that environment after the ceremony. She's probably going to want to stay and stick around and still hang around with her family. I think it's very unfair of the brother to give his sister, who has an illness, who's going through something, an ultimatum like this. I think that that's very unfair. You can't give them an ultimatum like, come or don't come. This is serious.
Right.
This is serious what she's going through. And she, for her to be able to say, I'm just not able to handle that, that's real. And you got to respect that.
Right.
Coming from somebody who is, she isn't done with rehab. She is currently going through it. Because the second part of that is living in the sober house.
And rehab is forever.
It's exactly.
It's not like I go to rehab and I'm cured. It's a forever type thing if you've ever dealt with somebody who's been a substance abuser.
Yeah. And I, you know, for me, I would be crushed if my brothers couldn't make it to my wedding.
Right.
We're very tight. I would be very, very crushed. And I think that he's speaking out of emotion. You know, when he says you're going to be dead to me.
And
because he probably just really, really wants his sister there for that special day. But brother, if that's the case, then if you really want your sister there, then try to make the proper arrangements for her to be able to deal with her illness. You just got to budge and make some proper arrangements for your sister to be able to handle that. So it's not so much a matter of you're going to be dead to me. It's a matter of how can I make it easier for you so that you can attend this special day with
me. And if she goes back to using alcohol, she's going to be dead to you anyway.
Literally. Yeah, exactly. So, or you're going to have to walk around knowing that I forced my sister to go to my wedding and that was a part of her relapse.
Right. Mm.
You know, who wants to walk around with that on them?
And you got to be very careful and you have to be supportive of people that are going through substance abuse.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it looks like Madhouse Nation sort of agrees. And brother, you are guilty in the case of the sensitive siblings.
Case closed.
Madhouse Nation, if you have a case for Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom, keep it locked. We're going to tell you how you can get in the courtroom coming up next. Another one.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy, we're going to play Black Smart.
Jeremy. It's a good name.
We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Jeremy, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
What? All right, Jeremy, I'm going to kick it off for you, all right?
All right.
The group, the City Girls, they are made up of two members. What are their names?
You still there?
Did he die?
I have no idea.
No. All right, Jeremy, I need you to answer this. What part of the black woman's hair do they lay?
The weave?
No.
Hell no. What kind of shit is that? Hell no. What kind of
shit
is that?
Nah, he ain't even close to
right.
He ain't even close to right. He said the weave.
I will give him that. He is part right.
No,
but he gotta lay it.
But no. That is completely not the answer that Burpee was looking for.
No, hell no.
That
ain't the answer nobody looking for.
He is partially right.
He is. Nah, Larry, was he Partly black smoke?
Hell no! Get him out of here! Get the sandman and get him out of here! He didn't need no city girl, bro! The
The weave?
No, you, Jeremy, I'm sorry. Every person I know named Jeremy is...
Shut up.
Medium.
No, they ain't.
If you want to win on Black Smart, you got to answer my question and Jeremy's question. A.K.A. Burpee. 570-WPEG.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store. Holler at your folks when you
have to send. Y'all know how it goes down in the Madhouse. Question of the day. Each and every morning we ask y'all a question. And today's question was, what today, Miss Jessica?
We're talking about the hit show Power. No, we're not giving away any spoilers. But if you did see it, we want to know who done it. Who do you think did it? All right. If you did watch the show last night, who do you think did it? And a lot of people, Melissa Shuler, Mike, Deja Rivera, all on my Facebook page are saying Ramona. But they're awesome.
No, Ramona is the one who leads the campaign. I thought that too.
Yeah, that's right.
They're saying Ramona. And then the other half of people like Quintana and Quatasha, Jamar Daniels, they are saying Tariq. So, like, it's split on my page. They're either saying that it was Ramona or Tariq.
I got a lot of people on my page. Well, not a lot, but quite a few saying Tate. Councilman Tate did it. And I have some saying Paz, a.k.a. Angela's sister.
All right, Madhouse Nation, you know they always chiming in inside the Madhouse. Your favorite, one of your favorites is always on here. Mr. What the Hell, and you can always chime in on our voicemail too, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Mr. Hell, what you got to say? I think he's commenting on your thing though, Jessica, your doghouse courtroom.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Boy, both of them dead wrong. The brother dead wrong for saying she dead to him if she don't attend the wedding with his old sensitive ass. And the sister old drunk ass, she dead wrong because all she got to do is leave when the wedding's over. And T.I., catch your dumb ass up. Look here, if a player from the Himalaya is out here stunting, want to feel my wife call up after he see the ring on her finger, go ahead, player. All my cars run off premium. You don't save me anywhere from $60 to $80. You know what I can do with that? And I hope my wife tell him I said thank you. And T.I., since I've been watching the TV show from the beginning, that man is insecure. I had a female tell me T.I. can't be insecure because he's famous, he rich, and he can have any woman he wants. I say, yeah, all that's true. But at the end of the day, all that ain't got nothing to do with nothing when it comes to insecurities.
And he's actually talking about, if you saw the T.I. thing, I posted it on my Facebook page, where T.I. was telling Tiny that if you accept gas from a man, then that's cheating. And he said it's vice versa for both parties. If a man accepts gas from a woman for some reason, then they're cheating. Y'all agree or disagree? Go to my Facebook page and check it out. And always tune in for your Madhouse Question of the Day. It drops every morning at 6:05.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.